Chapter 14. It was what you bore with you, woman, not inly were, that thrown you from all else human, however fair. It was that strange freshness you carried into a soul whereon no thought of yours tarried 2 moments at all. And out from his spirit flew death, and bale, and ban, like the corn chaff under the breath of the winnowing fan. Oh, I won't lead a homely life to an old heir. Oh, I won't lead a homely life as father's Jack and mother's Jill, but I will be a fiddler's wife, with music mine at will. Just a little tune, another one soon, as I merrily fling my fill. And she became a fiddler's dear, and merry all day she strove to be, and he played and played afar and near, but never at home played he any little tune or later soon, and sunk and sad was she. In the small hours, I lay in my bed, and fiddled with a dreamland viol and bow, and the tunes flew back to my fingers I had melodied years ago. It was 2 or 3 in the morning when I fancy fiddled so long reels and country dances, and hornpipes swift and slow. And soon anon came crossing the chamber in the gray figures of jigging field folk saviors of corn and hay to the air of haste to the wedding, as after a wedding day. Yea, up and down the middle in windless whirls went they. There danced the bride and bridegroom, and couples in a train, gay partners time and travail had long while still domain. ... It seemed a thing for weeping to find, at slumber's wane and morning's slying creeping, that now, not then, held rain. The little old table, creak, little wood thing, creak, when I touch you with elbow or knee, that is the way you speak of one who gave you to me. You, little table, she brought me with her own hand, as she looked at me with a thought that I did not understand. Whoever owns it anon, and hears it, will never know what a history hangs upon this creek from long ago. Vag Hollow is a marshy spot on the old Roman road near Ilchester, where hings are seen. Merchandise was formerly fetched inland from the canal boats at Load Bridge by wagons this way. What do you see in Vag Hollow, little boy, when you go in the morning at 5 on your lonely drive? I see men's souls, who follow till we've passed, where the road lies low, when they vanish at our creaking. They are like white faces speaking beside and behind the wagon one just as father's was when here. The wagoner drinks from his flagon, or he'd flinch when the hollow is near, but he does not give me any. Sometimes the faces are many, but I walk along by the horses, he asleep on the straw as we jog, and I hear the loud water courses, and the drops from the trees in the fog, and watch till the day is breaking. And the wind out by Tintin Hull waking, I hear in it father's call as he called when I saw him dying, and he sat by the fire last fall, and mother stood by sighing, but I'm not afraid at all. The dream is which? I am laughing by the brook with her, splashed in its tumbling stir, and then it is a blankness looms, as if I walked not there, nor she, but found me in haggard rooms, and treading a lonely stair. With radiant cheeks and rapid eyes we sit where none espies, till a harsh change comes edging in as no such scene were there, but winter, and I were bent and thin, and cinder gray my hair. We dance in haze around the hall, weightless as thistle ball. And then a curtain drops between, as if I danced not there, but wandered through a mounded green to find her, I knew where. March 1913. The country wedding, a fiddler's story. Little fogs were gathered in every hollow, but the purple hillocks enjoyed fine weather as we marched with our fiddles over the heather how it comes back. To their wedding that day. Our getting there brought our neighbors and all, oh. Till, 2 and 2, the couple stood ready. And her father said, Owls, for God's sake, be steady. And we strung up our fiddles, and sounded out. The groomsman he stared, and said, You must follow. But we'd gone to fiddle in front of the party, our feelings as friends being true and hearty, and fiddle in front we did all the way. Yes, from their door by Mill Tail Shallow, and up Stiles Lane, and by Front Street houses, where stood maids, bachelors, and spouses, who cheered the songs that we knew how to play. I bowed the treble before her father, Michael the tenor in front of the lady, the bass viol re-up and right well played he. The Serpent Gym, A, to church and back. I thought the bridegroom was flurried rather, as we kept up the tune outside the chancel, while they were swearing things none can cancel inside the walls to our drumstick's whack. To gay, she pleaded. Louts may gather, and sorrow come. But she gave in, laughing, and by supper time, when we'd got to the quaffing, her fears were forgot, and her smiles weren't slack. A grand wedding 'twas. And what would follow we never thought. Or that we should have buried her on the same day with the man that married her, a day like the first, half hazy, half clear. Yes. Little fogs were in every hollow, though the purple hillocks enjoyed fine weather, when we went to play 'em to church together, and carried 'em there in an after year. First or last song. If grief come early, joy comes late. If joy come early, grief will wait. Aye, my dear and tender. Wise ones joy them early while the cheeks are red, banish grief till surly time has dulled their dread. And joy being ours ere youth has flown, the later hours may find us gone, aye, my dear and tender. Lonely days, lonely her fate was, environed from sight in the house, where the gate was past finding at night. None there to share it, no one to tell. Long she'd to bear it, and bore it well. Elsewhere just so she spent many a day, wishing to go she continued to stay. And people without be asked warm in the air, but none sought her out, or knew she was there. Even birthdays were passed so, sunny and shady. Years did it last so for this sad lady. Never declaring it, no one to tell, still she kept bearing it, bore it well. The days grew chillier, and then she went to a city, familiar in years forspent, when she walked gaily far to and fro, but now, moving freely, could nowhere go. The cheerful color of houses she'd known had died to a duller and dingier tone. Streets were now noisy, where once had rolled a few quiet coaches, or citizens strolled. Through the party wall of the memoried spot they danced at a ball who recalled her not. Tramlines lay crossing once graveled slopes, metal rods clanked, and electric ropes. So she endured it all, thin, thinner rot, until time cured it all, and she knew not. Versified from a diary. Versified from a diary. Gutenberg edition. End of chapter.